gets the opening tip. And in the front court, Ruppner with the basketball, top of the key, picked up by Cruz. He reverses, giving it over to Swoboda. Down in the low blocks, a shot off the glass by Hickson is no good. Jones with a rebound. They clear it out to Benton, and Benton walks it into the front court for the Bombers. Just underway here, first quarter. Backdoor cut, Colton Peters, shot off the glass, good. Colton with his first bucket of the night, and it's 2-0. Mountain Home. Wolverines with the basketball. Bailey, top of the key, between his leg, dribble, picked up by Cruz. Tries to get inside, puts a shot off the glass, and Bailey leans in. The junior gets it to go off the glass, and we're tied at two. Bailey was patient. Cruz did everything he could except foul him. Very disciplined in the low block defense for Cruz. There's Peters, long three, off the rim. Rebound Hickson of Bentonville West, wanting to run to the basketball. White with it. Deals it off. Long three by Ruffner. Goes up, and it literally hangs on top of the backboard. How many times have you ever seen that? Yeah, never. You'll see them stick between the usually between the rim and the backboard at times. Or if you have a shot clock, they'll stick between the shot clock and the backboard at times. That one literally balanced itself on top of the backboard. And it'll be Bomber basketball out of bounds. 6:33 left to play, opening quarter. We're tied at two, just underway here. Next game up tonight, Van Buren will be taking on Clarksville. Winner of this game will be taking on the winner of the Van Buren-Clarksville game tomorrow at 3. Talon with the basketball, left wing. They go baseline. That's Bashirs. Bashirs to Talon. They drive, deal it over to Peters. Shot up. Good. Colton Peters with a great assist from Talon Benton. Colton has all four of the Bombers' points. It's 4-2. Mountain Home. Long three. White. It won't go. Rebound. Talon Benton. Playing with a little fire, a little pep in his step tonight. They work it to Jones. Jones, right wing, free throw line extended. Matt drives, hangs in the air, his shot is blocked by Jonas Hickson. It's out of bounds, and it'll go over to Bentonville West. Wolverines with the basketball, coached by head coach Greg White. Play out of the 6A West Conference. Swoboda, he drives. Soft touch. Tucker Swoboda, the senior, with his first bucket. We're tied at 4. 5:29 left to play, opening quarter. Second day of this Citizens Bank Classic. Jones way outside. Finds Brashears. He'll elevate for 15. Money. Hunter Brashears with his first bucket. Back and forth we go. The Bombers regain the lead 6-4. We're 2 minutes into this quarter. Wolverines with the basketball. Top of the key. Ruppner. He'll go left side to Dylan Bailey, the junior. Looks over the defense. Lobs it over to Ruppner. A high arcing three is no good. Jones with a rebound and a whistle and a foul on Jonas Hickson. And the junior from Bentonville West will be whistled for his first foul, the team's first. It'll be Bomber basketball in the backcourt. They lead 6-4. Talon walks it across the timeline. Benton goes to the right side. They set up a screen for Jones in the low blocks. Head fake, shot off the glass. Good. Matt Jones with his first two tonight. And it's 8-4. In favor of the Bombers. Wolverines trying to answer. Bailey, he'll drive coast to coast. Soft touch off the glass. Bailey has 4 points. Cut it back to a 2-point Bomber lead. A little bit faster pace going early on than what we had last night. Talon, whistle and a foul. They're going to call a moving screen. That was a makeup call. That's a moving screen on Luke Cruz. They wanted the foul called earlier. Coach White was wanting to call the moving screen earlier. They just simply called the second one that they saw. First foul on Cruz, first team foul. Wolverine basketball in the backcourt. Bailey drives down the lane. Good defense by Cruz as he knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolverines. 4:02 left to play, almost halfway through this first quarter. Bombers leading 8-6. And a whistle on the inbound. It's going to be on Talon. That'll be whistled for his first foul. The team's second. Trying to work it into Dylan Bailey. Pacino, the trigger man. They go inside to Swoboda. Swoboda lays it softly off the glass. And we're tied at 8. 3:52 to play, first quarter. Found home with the basketball. Talon works it to Cruz, top of the key, looking inside for Jones. They go left side to Colton Peters. Peters works it around the horn. Now they work it into Cruz, but it's stolen away by the Wolverines in transition. Swoboda, the trailer. They hit Bailey. He'll drive down the lane. Hop, skip, and a jump. His shot won't go. Jones hits the floor. And tipping it up and in is Buccino. Riley Buccino, 6'1 freshman, tipped it up and in. That's the first lead of the ball game for the Wolverines. Jones got his feet tangled up in the low blocks. It fell to the floor, and when that happened, they took advantage of it. Now Peter starts it over with a travel. And getting up and checking in will be Taylor Cresselius from out home. And Coach Fulcher wants the timeout. We'll take one with him. 3:04 left to play in the opening quarter. The Wolverines lead the Bombers 10-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Action on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
3:04 left to play opening quarter. A 4-point swing by the Wolverines has given them a 10-8 lead. As we get back underway here, Wolverines will have the ball in the backcourt. Dylan Harris checked in for Coach White during the timeout, along with Dawson Bailey. Bailey on the left wing. He'll fake, drive the baseline, cut off down there by Brashears. Out it goes to Dylan Bailey, a whistle away from the ball. And this foul will be on Bentonville West. Foul is going to be on Jonas Hickson. On Hickson, that will be his second and the team's second. Wyatt Gilbert now checking in. Gilbert with a big ball game yesterday, had 14 points in that contest. There's Gilbert. He'll elevate for three. Shot's a little strong. Peters battling for the offensive board. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolverines. It'll stay with the Bombers at the front court. 2:32 left to play in the opening quarter. Bombers trail by 2, 10-8. Peters to take the ball out of bounds underneath the Bomber bucket. Inbound. Comes in to Cresselius. He'll move it back out to the top of the key, and they'll reset. Gilbert with the ball now. Comes off the screen, finds Cruz, top of the key, left wing. They work it to Peters. He looked at the three. Colton. Back to Cresselius. To Benton. Benton at the right wing. He'll fake, drive the baseline, cut off there. Back to Brashears, to Cruz. Looking inside for Peters. They give it to Gilbert. Gilbert a drive, hang in the air. Shot won't go. There is Peters with a tip. It keeps it alive. Talon with the ball. He'll go down the lane. Out to Gilbert for three. Good. Man, what great basketball movement by the Bombers. They kicked that thing around and found the open Gilbert on the right wing. And he knocked down the first three of the ball game, and the Bombers reclaimed the lead 11-10. On the other end, in transition, there's a quick shot up by Dawson Bailey. Bailey with the miss. Cruz with the rebound and a whistle and a foul. Will be on. That foul is going to be on Max Winters of Bentonville West. That will be the third team foul on the Wolverines. Minute 33 left to play opening quarter. 11-10 in favor of the Bombers. Talon Benton with the ball into the front court for Coach Fulcher. Goes right side. Gives it up to Brashears at the top of the key. Brashears looking for a screen. Moves it down the lane. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Hardiman. Up ahead quickly. Up and in. And transition. Dawson Bailey with his first two. And the Wolverines regain the lead 12-11 with 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Double overtime game yesterday. Exciting right down to the end versus Subiaco. Gilbert off a screen. He'll drive. Hang in the air. Shot partially blocked. He'll hit the floor. And a whistle and a foul. And Gilbert will go to the line to shoot a pair. This foul is going to be on Tucker Swoboda. That'll be the first on Swoboda. Fourth team foul. And Gilbert will be on the line. He's got 3 points so far in the contest today. Gilbert was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line yesterday. Both teams making some substitutions. First free throw was missed. Second free throw, Gilbert hits. We're tied at 12. Under a minute to play. Long three, deep in the corner by Dawson Bailey. Bentonville West is up, and it's good. And it's 15-12 with 29 seconds left in the opening quarter. Wolverines in the lead. Bombers with a basketball with the last opportunity here in the first quarter. Under 20. Gilbert holding it out at midcourt, looking for Colton Peters on the right wing. He's got Brashears on the left. They work at the top of the key to Crawford. Down the lane, Gilbert. He'll lose the handle, a whistle, and a foul. And it's going to be on Bentonville West. Let's wait and see the call. Foul is going to be on 33, Max Winters. That'll be 2 on Winters. So 2 on Winters and 2 on Jonas Hickson for Bentonville West. It'll be Bomber basketball, 3.9 seconds left in the quarter, out of bounds. They'll inbound it to Gilbert. He's open for the long three. Good at the buzzer! Wyatt Gilbert knocked it down from the right baseline. And as we end the first quarter, Mountain Home takes the lead, 16-15. You're listening to Bomber basketball action on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!